A long time ago, in a house filled with sadness, was a young handsome boy called Jakey's, whose father was in bed sick. "Jakey's, you must find the phoenix," demanded his father weakly. "Yes, I will," Jakey's got ready with food, water, clothes, and his special golden eagle. Jakey's set off on his eagle. A violent storm was brewing. As they headed north, Jakey shouted to the eagle to fly downwards, but they could only see lashes of rain in their faces, and the wind was swirling. Soon they found they were going round in circles, pushed by the tremendous amount of wind. Then they were catapulted out and landed in front of the cavern. As he approached a dark, scheduled cavern, he was hit by a stench of rotten eggs coming from the eerie, gloomy mist. Suddenly he heard a grunting noise, which sounded like a bowl, from the gloomy mist. Two twisted brown horns poked out, and then a gargantuan hairy body poked out. It was a minotaur. It had bloodshot eyes, and it had a mouth dripping with saliva. The minotaur charged at him with its horns low down. Jakey's swiftly ran to the right, just missing the beast. The minotaur swung around and tried to hit Jakey's with its spear-like claws. The eagle lunged at the minotaur's face, picking the beast's eyes out. The beast howled in pain and lied with no pulse. Jakey's looked around. He saw a flickering golden light coming from the back of the cavern. He ran. He couldn't believe he found the special golden eagle. As he entered the back of some candles lit up. The dark faded away. Now he could see all of the phoenix. It was magnificent. It was golden and magic. Jakey set off on his eagle and returned home within a few days. His father returned to good health. Jakey kept the phoenix as a pet.